こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、来年の参院選から選挙権が18歳に引き下げられることに合わせ、自民党は民法の成人年齢も18歳に引き下げ、飲酒や喫煙も18歳から認める提言案を政府に提出します。当初、大人の定義が変わる以上認めるべきだとしていた自民党ですが、昨日開かれた委員会の議論では反対意見が相次いだため、提言では20歳以上と18歳以上の2種類を併記する可能性があります。
In conjunction with lowering the voting age to 18, the Liberal Democratic Party of Japan has proposed also lowering the legal age of adulthood next year, permitting 18-year-olds to consume both alcohol and tobacco. However, many LDP members in attendance yesterday opposed the change, citing health concerns and a lack of public consensus.Resulting in a bifurcation of the proposal into 18 and older and 20 and older drafts.
そうだって。なんかさ、この反対意見でも結構医療機関がなんて言ってるのかをちゃんと入れるべきだみたいな、とかがあって、なんかこの時点で専門家の意見が組み込まれてないことが逆に驚いたんだけど、私は。逆にどうやって何をじゃあ議論してんだろうみたいな、でなんか最初にじゃあミーティングしますって言った時にも、なんか中高大学生を20人集めて意見を聞くみたいなことやってて、そのさ、子供にさ意見聞くのいいけど、それを最初にやんなくてもいいよねと思った。どう思う、18歳からお酒飲みたいみたいなさ。
No, I want less freedom. Like, what are they going to say?
ね、何の意味が。
isn't the public generally opposed to this?
うん、多分なんかメディア見てるとまあそういうトーンだね。It's like 心配だから。
More than 70% of people are opposed to this.
Ah, okay. There was a poll?
I believe so. I think、okay. I saw it somewhere. But it was like, the, like women are way more opposed to this、because they're.A lot of, I don't know what the reason is exactly, but people with, you know, children and they worry、
ね、
about kids more.
Yeah, yeah. そうね、自分の子供で考えるとね。なんか、賛成してる人の意見としては、結局もう大学1年生、18歳の時点からお酒とか飲んだりしてるわけじゃん。多くの子供が。だから、それを別に違法にしておく意味はないみたいな、議論なんだけど、個人的にはそういうなんか数字はどうでもいいというかさ、その法律上の、なんかそれ破る子は破るし、破らない子は破らないし、それよりもなんかなんでダメなのかっていう、なんでそもそも違法になってたのかっていう理由をなんかちゃんと教育しないと、どっちにしろ意味ないなと思う。
Yeah, it's kind of weird、that we say, you know, all people should be treated equally, all people have, you know, equal rights and this and thatUnless you've been on this planet for less than this amount of time, and then it's just like discrimination, you know, like everywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can't have sex, you can't do this, you can't drink this. It's like no wonder people, young adults go crazy when they finally break out of that.
Right.
But obviously, you know, we can't, permit this, you know, these...Kids are terrible at making decisions、
yeah.
for themselves, so、yeah. we have to do something. You know, but it's kind of a weird concept, like where that number is exactly.
そうなんだよね。
And then it's like geographically divided up. It's like,、you know, you go to this country and you can do whatever you want. You go to this country, you can only do these things at this age, or, you know, all that、
yeah.
sort of stuff.
なんか、まあ確かに10代の時そんな先のこと考えてないもんね。ていうかなんかそんなに人生が長いっていう感じがしないじゃん。だから別にその何十年後にこういう病気になる、まあ、心臓病なり肺がんになる可能性が高くなりますって16歳とかで言われてもさ、なんかあんま自分には関係ないみたいな感じはするじゃん。
But did you think about drinking it? Like you, like that? What sort of appeal did tobacco and alcohol have for you when you were like 16?
Oh, when I was young.It was just fun because we were breaking the rules, right? I think that was it.
Is that
it's like, なんか やってみたいみたいな、大人がやってるし、お酒飲んですごいなんかふーってなったりとか、タバコ吸ってちょっとかっこいいみたいな。私あんまりタバコはあんまりっていうか全然吸ってなかったけど、お酒はなんか何みんなで盛り上がって、で飲む量も分かんないからさ、みんなで吐いたりとかして、それもなんか経験の一つみたいな感じで、それはそれでまあ楽しかったけど、個人的にはね。でもなんかそのマイナス面がいっぱいあるじゃん。それを知っててやってるのか知らないでやってるのかによってもう違うよね。
Yeah, the education for on tobacco and alcohol is horrendous.
So,
it's horrendous considering how many young people are exposed to these products on a regular basis, not just through advertising, but the people around them. I mean, it's everywhere.
なんか海外と比べると、まあ、海外だと結構タバコ吸っていい年齢とかがもうちょっと日本より低かったりするんだよね、18歳とか16歳とか。でもその代わりにやっぱりこうタバコにさ、もう死にそうな人の写真が載ってたりとか、真っ黒な灰の写真が載ってたりとか、結構なんかこう、まあ、一応情報をみんなにあげなくちゃいけないっていう姿勢があるじゃん、だからなんかそっちも大事だよね、やっぱり。だから知らずにスパスパスってんのかさ。だからやっぱり4月とかになるとさ、毎年サークルで新歓とかでさ、何新入生がなんか一気とかして急性アルジになって死んじゃったりとかがあるわけじゃん。それもやっぱりまだ認識が浅いというか、みんなが分かってないよねと、本当に死んじゃうかもしれないよっていう。
plenty of people who are 20 22 25 die from overdose on alcohol. It's not like you turn 18 or you turn 20 and all of a sudden you're a responsible adult. No, the major irresponsibilities start then.
Right.
You know, it's like you got to make up for all the time that you've had your access to this has been restricted.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, the way it actually works out, maybe the law just sounds like it makes a lot more sense than it does. Because when people turn 20, you know, they don't know much more than they did when they were, you know, 16.
Much younger,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's not like if there was going to be an age, then it should probably be higher.
Yeah.
But then I feel like it'll just move up with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll have to move it up again. So it's just
大人の説明の仕方にもよるよね。その法律がなんかこうダメよっていうなんか押し付けてるものっていうよりかは、自分を守ってくれてるものであって、それから解放された瞬間に全部自己責任なわけじゃん。だからある意味突き放されちゃってる。もう知らないよ、もう自分の責任だからねっていう、これをやって死んでも知りませんよっていうことじゃん。そういう説明をしてくれてると、なんかさあ、自分をこう罰するためにあるものっていうよりかは、まあ一応若いから守ってくれてるんだなっていう思いの方が、まだなんか自分で考える力が身につきそうじゃない。I don't know. I was pretty stupid though when I was young. So, なんか自分の子供とか考えると心配になる。Like, I don't want my kids to do what I was doing.
Well, there shouldn't be any dependence on the government for this sort of thing. I mean, ideally, I think people should be able to make their decisions the whole way. I think if they completely legalize it for all ages, then, you know, parents would be more proactive. Everyone would be more proactive about educating people early on about this. The main issue is these, because 16 year olds can get alcohol. Like, who are we kidding?
Yeah.
Who are we kidding?
Yeah.
Who are we kidding? The law doesn't even work. Like, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And they smoke. You know, one of my friends growing up, he was smoking since he was like 14 or something, if not younger.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like you turn 20 and all of a sudden alcohol is not bad for you. It's not like you turn 20 and all of a sudden cigarettes are not bad for you. These are two of the most harmful substances that exist that people consume on a regular basis.
考え方の問題だよね。大人が説明するときに、こういうさ、この自民党が最初言ってたみたいに、大人の定義が変わるからこれも認めないとみたいなさ、そういうことじゃないじゃん。なんかそういうことで違法になってるわけじゃないじゃん。だからなんか、
well, that's not a logical jump. That's not a logical jump to make at all.
Right?
Like,
right?
That doesn't even really makes sense.
そう。で、なんかね、WHO のサイトちゃんと見たんだよ、私は。なんか10代で喫煙するとどうなるかっていうね。なんか、1日1パック吸ってると、吸ってない人に比べて7年寿命が短くなる。7年早く死ぬ。っていう統計があって。
Or way sooner.
Yeah.
Or 40 years earlier.
そう。
You don't know.
で、心臓病とか肺がんにもちろんなりやすくなるし、普段の休んでる状態の心拍数が吸ってない人に比べて平均して早い。だからまあ、心拍数ってさ、その数がだいたい死ぬまでの数が決まってるって言われてるじゃん。
Well, だから I don't think that's true.
でも早いと早く死ぬのに向かってるには違いないわけだからさ。
It's fast if your cardiovascular system is unhealthy. And, smoking actually causes vasoconstriction of your blood vessels. Your blood circulation is poor when you smoke cigarettes.
そうだから。
This is why like more than 90% of people who have erectile dysfunction are smokers.
Yeah.
It's these, your heart is beating harder, your dick's not getting hard. You know, it's just the cardiovascular system is very important.
So ED にも今言ったみたいになりやすくなるし、吸ってない人より3倍息切れがしやすくなったり、2倍痰が出たりとか、まあいいことはないよね。
No.
でも最近はちょっと良くなっ、なんか統計とか見てないから分かんないけど、昔よりは吸ってる何若者が減ってるみたいな、まあ、値段も上がってるし、そのやっぱテレビとかでこうタバコ吸ってる姿がすごいイケてるみたいなのって今禁止されてるというか、規制、自主規制なのか分かんないけどしてるじゃん。だからその映画のイケてるキャラクターがタバコ吸ってたりとかそういうのがないんだよね。だから憧れてああいう風になりたいなみたいので吸うっていうのは今の若者にはあんまりないのかもしれないけど、
I see a lot of young people smoking around here
Oh, yeah?
All the time.、Hmm. Most of my friends smoke.
Okay. Also, I don't really have smoker friends, so I feel like、
really?
not many people are smoking. だから本当これ、周りの人によるよね、でも自分の個人的に。
Yeah, well, I mean, people I don't know.
like the perception. Like,
I see people smoke. Like, smoke breaks and people at smoking areas. This is...
Yeah.
Very much alive、oh, yeah. in Tokyo at least.
そうね、あの道にあるもんね。港区だとこう分煙っていうかさ、道でここなら吸っていいですよっていうとこがあって、そこをすっごい人がいつも詰まってるもん。
You know what I read yesterday? There was some study in the U.S. that found that more college students in the U.S.are smoking marijuana than tobacco.
Yeah, I read it.
Marijuana is more common than tobacco in the U.S.
日本の人はびっくりしちゃうかもしれない。
Overnight.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are going to have a variety of reactions to this, but the fact is, tobacco causes a lot of health problems and you die.And marijuana does none of those things.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
そうだ、なんかそういう議論がさ、海外だと高まってるわけじゃん。なんかこう、大麻を合法化するっていう話の流れで、やっぱりタバコの話も出てくるから、タバコって本当に体に悪いね、大麻の方が全然マシじゃんみたいな会話で、若者にいかにタバコを吸わせないかっていうのが、ものすごく大きな議論になってる中で、自民党がこの、喫煙の年齢を引き下げるっていうのがちょっとなんか世界の流れと逆行してるよね。
Yeah, well, the science has been very clear, and a lot of people are doing their own research.
Yeah.
And people not relying on the government for their information is why this has happened.
Right, right.
And the people are right. And all the things that, you know, all the good things they found out about marijuana are the things that it doesn't do.That tobacco does.
Right.
It's like, here's another thing that tobacco does that it doesn't do.
Yeah.
You know, so it is sort of framed that way, understandably.
Right.
Because they're kind of similar activities.
Yeah.
But I don't know, that was shocking. I didn't expect that.
Yeah. そうね。次。 フランス人女性が携帯電話や Wi-Fi ルーターによって頭痛や吐き気を催す電磁波過敏症だとして傷病手当を求めていましたが、裁判所は国に今後3年間毎月約10万円を支払うよう命じました。電磁波過敏症はこれまでの誘発試験で症状を訴える人が電磁波があると認知している時しか症状が出ないことや、電磁波があると嘘を伝えた際にも症状が出ることなどから、 WHO では電磁波が症状を引き起こす直接的原因である科学的根拠はないとしています。
A French court has ruled that a woman who suffers from headaches and nausea she claims is caused by man-made electromagnetic radiation is eligible for disability allowance. Based on the ruling, she will receive 100,000 yen per month for the next 3 years. So far, in tests of people claiming electromagnetic hypersensitivity, ill effects were only observed when the subjects were made aware of the presence of the magnetic radiation or made to believe that they were being exposed to radio signals when they were not. According to the WHO,There is no scientific basis for electromagnetic hypersensitivity disorder.
そう、なんかこのフランスでもこれが病気として認められてるわけじゃないから、この裁判所も病気を認めたっていうよりは、まあ、症状の有無に関して症状が実際にあって頭痛とか、なんか嘘をついてるわけじゃなくて、で仕事ができなくなっちゃったっていうのを認めたっていう話なんだけど。
Well, headaches and nausea are difficult toconfirm as well, aren't they?
Right. Yeah.
Is it possible this woman just wants money?
I mean, you have to ask her, right? Unless, as long as we don't ask, won't be able to tell, but...
Okay, the number of... Okay. Like, people that lie for money, way more common...than people who have electromagnetic hypersensitivity, right?
Yeah, for sure. So, なんかこの電磁波過敏症って認めてる国が本当になんか少なくて、国としてこれがあるって言ってるところがもうなんか2カ国とかしかなくて、でなんかこの今記事で分かりやすいように WHO の例を出したんだけど、まあ科学的なそう専門家とかはまあないだろうみたいな感じなんだよね。ただだからこれだって言ってる人もでも嘘ついてるっていうよりかはもうちょっとなんかこう精神疾患とかなんかこうそういう精神的なものじゃないかみたいな。
Yeah, we have a word for that. It's called hypochondria.
Right, right.
And I think hypochondria is actually quite common. Not extreme examples of it. I don't think like this is an extreme example of hypochondria.But I know people who I swear are hypochondriacs.
Okay.
They will feel something a little bit off, and it's like, I think I have thyroid cancer, or, you know...
We definitely know this girl who said exactly the same thing that you just said. I took her to the hospital, and there was nothing. She was totally fine.
Oh, really?
But, yeah. She was kind of convinced that she had, thyroid cancer.
But it's like the, thinking that you're pregnant and your body goes through
the
妄想妊娠 or whatever.
So, we
know that the mind can do these things.
そう。で、なんかまあこの電磁波のアレルギーっていうのは、まあ、ないに近いとしても、なんか水のアレルギーとか、革製品のアレルギーとか結構なんか何にでもなんかすごいいろんな種類のアレルギーが世の中にあって結構見てると面白いよ。なんかあこれもアレルギーの人いるんだ。あとあの精液
like actually exist like allergic to water
there are some people allergic to water, allergic to their own sweat, allergic to semen,
allergic.
There are some women. It's really rare, but there are women.
Are they feminists?
そうか、なんか私もでも慢性蕁麻疹みたいな感じで何あのお風呂とか汗かいたりしてこう体温が上がるとなんか体温が上がる上に水があるとかなちょっとよくわかんないけど病院行ったわけじゃないからこうラッシュができちゃうんだよね蕁麻疹が。So like every time I take a bath or take a shower.
What is it called?
It's just like hives, like chronic hives. あのそうシャワー浴びたりお風呂入るたんびになんか赤くなっちゃう。でも別に痒いとか痛いとか何もないし、10分ぐらいするとなくなるんだけど。
Hmm. But that's not really an allergic reaction, right? It's just the way your body responds to temperatures.
I don't know. But sometimes it's a little bit itchy, like a bit uncomfortable. So I always thought it was kind of like a...
Like sort
like
of...
Like a type of a...
Autoimmune...
I guess. I don't know. でもなんかちっちゃい時からずっとそうだから、なんか人ってそういうもんだと思ってたんだよね。自分だけじゃなくて、みんななると思ったら、温泉とか行ったら友達にさ、何どう大丈夫みたいな、赤くなってるよ胸のとこみたいな言われて、みんなじゃないのみたいな、私だけなんだみたいな、なんかそういうの良くない？そんなことない？
I think I know someone who has that. I'm pretty sure, but I only know I don't know about baths and stuff. I only know they get it when they exercise. Like they exercise and then they'll have like a rash
that
develops.
そうそうそう。
And it's not like anything rub their skin or anything
no,
like
no,
that.
No.
It's just
no no no.
It's like just... too hot. I don't know. I don't understand.
Maybe it's
it,
the
but...
combination of the higher temp body temperature and sweat. I guess.
Yeah, but that's not what's that's what's triggering it, but that's not what's wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. そうなんか不思議だよね。変な状態。
I don't know how you could be allergic to water though. How does that happen?
わかんない。大変だよね。自分もほとんど水でできてるけどさ。
Yeah.
でも I've read about it multiple times.
What do you drink then? Breast milk? Cambodian breast milk.
All
the way through.
I don't know. Why Cambodia?
I just picked one.
What? I don't care. 何の話だよ、次。人は二つ目の選択肢を与え、No. 人は二つの選択肢を与えられると、簡単に優れている方を選べるのに対し、その二つより劣る三つ目の選択肢が登場すると、最も優れたものではなく2番目に優れたものを選んでしまうという現象をおとり効果と言いますが、テキサス大学オースティンの研究でメスのカエルが交配相手を探す際にもおとり効果に影響されることが分かりました。トゥンガラガエルというカエルのメスは鳴き声が低くて長いオスを好みます。鳴き声が最も優れたカエル A とそれには少し劣るカエル B の間で選ばせるとメスは A のカエルを選びますが、そこに短くしか鳴けないカエル C を入れるとメスは B のカエルを選んでしまうことが分かりました。動物は交配相手を探すときに常に安定した基準を持つという考えが主流ですが、今回の研究でカエルも人間と同様不合理な決断をすることがあると分かりました。
It is a known phenomenon that while people are relatively adept at choosing the better of two options, when a third option is introduced, the judgment of many individuals is affected who end up choosing the second best option. Researchers at the University of Texas in Austin found that this was also the case with female frogs when searching for a mate.Female Tungara frogs reliably select mating partners who have longer, lower mating calls, and when placed between frog A with an excellent mating call and frog B with a slightly less impressive mating call, females will generally select frog A. However, the researchers found that with the introduction of frog C, who was unfortunately not endowed with a long mating call, the odds of the female frog selecting frog B rose dramatically.While it is commonly understood that animals have very stable mate selection behaviors, this study may bring some of that into question, suggesting that animals may make irrational mating choices as people do.
そうだって。だからなんか、何？絶対にこの人の方がいいだろうみたいに みんなが思う人をみんなが選ぶわけじゃないじゃん。なんでこの人？みたいな時もあるじゃん。で、なんかそのおとり効果を分かりやすく説明すると、これって結構マーケティングで使われてるらしくて、エコノミストがサブスクライバーを得るためにやった方法としては、ウェブ版、エコノミストね、ウェブ版を毎月購読するのに$59で、ウェブと印刷両方だと$125です。でその2つだけを出されると、いやウェブと印刷両方125ドル高いからウェブ版の59ドルでいいやってなるわけよ。なんか実験した結果があって、実際ウェブ版をみんな選ぶの。だけどそこに 印刷のみも125ドルですっていう3つ目の選択肢が加わると、急にみんなウェブと印刷両方の125ドルを選ぶんだよね。でそれはなんでかっていうと、印刷だけで125ドル高いなって思うじゃん、みんな。印刷だけで125ドル高いけど、あでもウェブと印刷両方も同じ値段だったらそっちの方がいいかなみたいな、うん、で急にみんながその125ドルを選び始めるっていう、だからそのちょっと劣ってる3つ目の選択肢が出てくるとそれと比較しちゃうから、なんか元々あった悪い選択肢のマイナス面がちょっと薄れて見えちゃうみたいな、
うん、
でこれってマーケティングの例だけど普通に恋愛とかでも同じようなことがあるらしいよ、人間も。怖いね。
You just change Webhan to this guy has this much money.
Yeah, it's kind of like なんかいつもさ、どっちが絶対 100% いいって分かんない場合が多いじゃん。やっぱりなんかこっちは顔がいいけど、そんなにちょっと頭は良くないとか、でこっちは顔は良くないけどまあまあ頭いいみたいな。でもそこまですごい頭いいわけでもないんだよなみたいなさ、時にもう一人なんか超微妙な、まだなんかさらにちょっと微妙な人が来ると、もともとは選ばなかったはずの人を選んじゃうっていう。
Yeah, it's weird trying to relate this to like frog behavior.
そう、私がびっくりしたのはさ、この動物は常に基準が安定してると思われてるっていう、なんかそのサイエンティストには、
うん、
それもなんかびっくりした。いやたまにはなんかさ、変な男を選んだりとかしちゃうことも動物だってあるんじゃないのみたいな。
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's so much more complex than this, but I don't know. It changes your perspective. That's what's happening.
そう、
right?
そうなの。
There's some sort of perspective shift that comes in when this like third thing shows up. I'm not sure like why that is exactly, but it seems like there would have to be some evolutionary mechanism for this. Like if you look hard enough, you know what I mean? Like I have faith. That I have
right.
faith in this frog bee.
なんかね、the team was explaining that it's possible that なんかいっぱいチョイスがいる中で、なんか誰が一番長く鳴いてるかなみたいな、ずっと聞いてるわけじゃんカエルは。
Mm.
なんだけどあまりにも長い間迷ってると、それはそれで捕食されちゃったりとか、なんか他のメスのカエルにちょっと狙ってた男のカエル取られたりとかがあるから、なんかちょっとあもう急いで決めなきゃみたいな感じになっちゃうんじゃないかみたいな。でその短くしか鳴けないカエルの登場によってちょっとなんか混乱するわけじゃん。ちょっと待って待ってみたいな。でこういうイラショナルな、
why wouldn't their cognitive ability be up to par for something like that? You know, it seems strange. It seems
what do you
like
mean?
This is the only thing you have to do. Listen to how long the calls are and just go to the one. You know what I mean? It's like,
そう、でも、
it seems really simple.
でもなんかもう一つ面白いポイントが、このトゥンガラガエルっていうのを科学者たちが注目している理由の一つとして、その長く鳴く方が優れたオスと認識されているのは分かってるんだけど、
うん、
長くでっかい声で鳴けば鳴くほど捕食される可能性が高まるじゃん。敵に見つかっちゃうから。
うん、
だからそこでなんかそのエボリューションのバランスがあれどうなってんだろうみたいな、それがなんかちょっとよく分かんないみたいなんだよね。だからすごい、いいけどなんていうの、マイナス面がないわけじゃないみたいな。
I feel like it's something to do with resolution. So if you have two frogs and they're, one's better than the other frog,
yeah.
one's croaking longer and harder than the other frog,
yeah.
Even by a tiny bit, it's, the contrast is clearIt's just two, you know, it's,
yeah.
there's only, I guess there's, you know, it may be the cognitive limits that's causing this, but the resolution has to fit, or the perspective has to fit all the options. You're trying to fit all the options.
Right.
So if you look at all three options, drop the last one, and then directly just compare one and two, then I think you have a much better chance of picking the right one.
Right, right.
But when you look at all three at once, it kind of zooms you out. Your resolution is not as fine, right? Because now you have to include this frog C, and then you know frog A and B are so close that the priority is to not pick frog C.
Right, right.
That's the priority.
そうなの。
Right?
で、それをやろうとすると結局その劣ってるカエルと今まで見てたものを比べることになるじゃん。だから悪い例と比べるから、なんていうの、本当は何が自分が良かったかっていうのが分かんなくなっちゃうんだよね。だから、で、しかもね、このトゥンガラガエルのビデオがあったの、それで見たらなんか、何低くて長いっていうからすごいさ、なんかドスが効いたような鳴き声かと思ったら意外となんかプーンみたいな感じだった。なんかプーンみたいな、すごい可愛い、なんか全然ゲコゲコとかじゃなくて。
There's no way it sounds like that.
It was. You have to listen to it. It was really cute.
What does it sound like again?
プーンみたいな。なんか全然ゲコゲコって感じじゃなかった。なかったし、声もそんな低くないし。
Where is this frog from?
I have no idea. I'm not a huge fan of frogs.
I want to know what the frog sound is for the people in the language of the people
right.
that are from where the frog's from. Do you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Like sexy voice?
What?
What? No?
What do you mean sexy voice?
Like how, what humans do? Like, no, like what's the equivalent so of the, it,
like
the frog
Like in English,
voice
you say like ribbit. And Japanese.
Oh, so you got
on
it. Oh, oh, I thought you meant like, その
But people say like, oh, like we say ribbit for a frog, and you guys say this. But sometimes the frogs make different sounds too.
Yeah, like, yeah. All the frogs. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
like boom.
Yeah. So I want to know what they say, because there's no way it sounds anything like what we say for frog noises.
Yeah, I always think about it like.猫から聞いたら人間の喋り声ってどういう風に聞こえてんのかなみたいな。
Have you seen the YouTube video? There was like, I forget who did it. Maybe it was India or something, but they made a song.
Okay.
That was in English.
Okay.
But they don't know English, so they just made a rock song. That sounds
okay.
like it's in English.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it sounds so much like it's in English that when I heard the song, my brain was just like, what? What? Like, it kept trying
it's
to
really
find
weird.
Words because it sounds like such an American, like,
yeah.
like rock song. It was such a, it would mess with my brain.
なんかね、日本人の芸人、男の人の芸人さんで、それやってる人がいたこの間、歌じゃなくて、なんかフレーズなのね。でなんか今から外国人のふりをしますみたいな感じで
It's meaningless, but it sounds like
Yeah, he's really good でなんか
But it's important that it's meaningless
Yeah, 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 right. it's more fun He kind of starts saying something like なんて言ってたんだけどなんか The fact is じゃないけどなんか実際にある英語のフレーズから入ってそっからはもうなんか全然英語じゃないんだけど確かに聞こえは英語なの。
yeah.
ですごい上手いの彼。
Yeah, and then there's people that speak English with a foreign accent, and it doesn't sound as much as it doesn't sound like English as much as the gibberish does.
そうだね。
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 面白いよね。
Like you can say something completely meaningless, and it'll sound more like something you can understand than English or,
yeah.
or Singaporean English or
that あれそうなんかすごいあうまいなって思ったうまいっていうか英語ではないんだけどさ
They call that activity glossolalia.
There's a name for it.
Glossolalia, yeah, it's where you make sounds. You're vocalizing emotion.The idea is to try to make a sound that's arbitrary, but of course that's not possible because you have to make some kind of a sound.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So you just freely make noises with your mouth and they think it's one of the precursors to language that people would, I don't know, dance around fires, tripping out on mushrooms,
right,
and making sounds almost like they're singing. Because a lot of what's singing? Why does singing sound like that?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like speech, right?
Right.
That's why these songs work. Like, people hear songs in English, they don't know what they're saying, but they still get the emotion.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what glossolalia is, except you're doing it.
Hmm.
You don't know what it means.
Right. That's so weird.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird concept.
Hmm.
But anyone can do this. Anyone can do this glossolalia. It's kind of a weird experiment.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's... there's a sort of linguistic structure that emerges when people do this. Even if it's meaningless.
Right, right.
It has, like, syntax. It has, I don't know, it has, you know, ups and downs. It has a trajectory. I don't know. It's dynamic.
なんか映画とかドラマとかで言語をさ、もう一個作り出しちゃう時あるじゃん。
Oh, like Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, you know, なんかそれ結構面白いよね。しかもちゃんとさ、ちゃんと作るじゃん、ああいう人たちって。こうなんか適当にやるんじゃなくて、これが verb で、これが何で、これがこういう意味でとかさ。And they make this like entire language. And then they decide like how each word would sound. And it's like completely bullshit,
yeah.
But... They do it.
I have the best example of this possible. There's something called the Voynich manuscript.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Voynich, なんとかで本ね.
Yeah. This manuscript, people have been trying to figure it out forever.
そうなの.
People have been trying to figure this thing out. And they've figured out almost none of it. And it has very... elaborate drawings and diagrams. It's so many. There's page after page. It's very beautiful.
なんかなんだかわからない植物のすっごいなんか細かい写生みたいな絵とか、
yeah.
なんか変なね種の絵とかね。
Yeah. It's like some alien just left his notebook here.
そうでなんかカラーなんだよねしかもで字がガーって書いてあるんだけど、そう誰もどういう意味かわかんないし、まあなんか誰かがでも誰かが適当にこう。作ったにしてはすごいよくできてるんだよね。すごい細かいし分厚いんだよね。あれ
I don't think it's that old either.
It's あれ。
It's not like you know.
まあ保存状態とかも
良さげだし。It's not tens of thousands of years
no,
old
no, no.
or anything like that.
No no no.
It's in the hundreds.
そうそう。
Right?
だからあれなんだよ。余計不思議なんだよね。そこに書かれてる植物がその時代の地球にあったものではないから、
mm.
じゃあ誰かが適当に考えたのか本当に何か意味があるのか誰もわかんない。
What if it was glossolalia in written form?
But the thing is, who would do that? It's such a lot of work. Like you've seen it, right? The pictures of the pages.
It's a dope book.
It's a lot of work. しかもあれ一人でやってたとしたら本当の暇人だよね。
I like the drawings in there. It's got like little stars around, like
yeah, yeah.
It's a kind
結構なんかロマンチックな感じなんだよね。字体とかフォントもさ、なんか見たことない人いたら、yeah. もうネットで一瞬でボイニッチってやると出てくるから見てみてほしいけど。
It looks kind of Van Gogh-ish, just like the、
What?
The color choices, the kind of rough. I mean, I'm not super familiar with Van Gogh's.Work, but like the kind of starry night thing.
Kind of
reminiscent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying there's a real connection. It's just kind of what it makes me think of.
Yeah. あれね、不思議だよね。
Yeah. So we've got something similar next.
Oh, yeah.
Researchers have determined that a wooden idol discovered in a peat bog in Russia is more than 11,000 years old, dating back...to the start of the Holocene era. This would make it 6,000 years older than Stonehenge. The idol, known as the Shigir idol, was initially dated as being around 9,500 years old after being unearthed 125 years ago. While it was originally 5.3 meters tall, a portion of it was lost during the political turmoil of the 1900s, in Russia. Professor Mikhail Zilin of the Russian Academy of Sciences Institute of Archaeology made the following statement regarding the idol. "This is a masterpiece carrying gigantic emotional value and force, a unique sculpture. There's nothing else in the world like this. The ornament is covered with nothing but encrypted information. People were passing on knowledge with the help of the idol."
ロシアの泥炭地で125年前に発見され、9500年前のものとされてきた木製の彫刻物が1万1000年以上前のものであることが判明し、人類が世界に拡散し始めた感神性初期のものであることが分かりました。Did you call it Shigir?
Shigir?
と呼ばれるこの彫刻物についてロシア科学アカデミーのミカイル・ゼリン教授は以下のように述べています。これは多大な感情的価値と力を持った傑作で唯一無二の彫刻物です。世界中探しても同様のものはありません。表面には暗号化された情報が書かれていて、人々はこれを使って後世に情報を伝達していたのです。これは本当なの？その encrypted codes っていうのは、like these are really codes? Like,
well, encrypted is whether or not it's encrypted. Well, I don't know. We'd have to. I mean, you can say it's encrypted, but that just means we don't understand it.
Right. Oh, そういうこと？
What's encrypted about it? If we spoke their language, we would understand it, right?
So it's like 普通に文章を文字が書いてるってこと？
If you look at a picture of it, basically they cut down a fresh tree,
right?
A 157-year-old larch, I believe.
Okay.
Which in Japanese is karamatsu. Tree, and they carved in it with stone tools.
Okay.
And they carved, there's like, it's geometric patterns. It's like straight lines, weird jagged lines. You haven't seen a picture of this thing?
I saw a picture, but it wasn't a close-up. So, なんか頭みたいなのが上についてない？人みたいな形してない？
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
で、なんか顔が、もうすごいシンプルだけど、目と鼻と口みたいな感じじゃなかったっけ？
Yeah, I mean, it's very basic. I mean, the thing's 11,000, at least 11,000 years old.
Right.
but, I mean, I guess it could be a code. I mean, it's
possible.
Wait,
so it is possible that, like, そのメッセージが別に大したものじゃない可能性もあるってことだよね。
We don't know if it's a message, for sure. The experts here are just these guys in Russia that have been studying this thing. Actually, the dating on this that they did to find out it's over 11,000 years old was done by German researchers.
Oh, okay.
Who the Russians are saying, like, stole a piece of the idol.
Okay.
So there's, like, some weird drama.
The
Russians are like, they obtained it illegally. So they're actually having a conference on this thing, if they haven't done that already.
Okay.
Where the researchers involved in the dating of idol aren't even going to show up.
Wait, so the Russians still think that, these Russian scientists, they still think that this is 9,500 years old?
No.
Well, they do acknowledge what the Germans said.
Yes, because it was when it was dated 9,500 years old, that was a long time ago, there wasn't really good technology for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
どういうこと？どうやって起きたの？その、このドラマを。
You have to see a detailed picture of this thing to really understand what's going on here. It has a lot of a weird, like, it kind of reminds me of Native American art.
And this, okay.
I'll explain why this is really interesting. But you know, in Native American designs, whether it's I don't know, ponchos or whatever they're designing, has a lot of geometric patterns, right?
Right, right.
Weird, a lot of cutting back and forth, like angles, right? Sort of the patterns that you see on reptiles or something like that.
I guess, yeah.
So it could be code, maybe.
But why are they calling this code instead of like... 通になんか文章。
They're calling it code because they can't interpret it.
Oh, so they just mean that it's code for us.
I assume.
Do they mean that this was the code? This was code back then as well?
No,
like, is that what they mean? Or
I mean, I think they mean that, but that's so unlikely that we could determine something like that.
てかまあ、わかんないよね、もはや。
No, we don't know anything ね? about this. We don't know anything about this. They're like, this is a unique sculpture, blah, 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 blah. This sculpture has all these geometric line patterns in it and stuff, but it also has seven faces. There's seven faces in the thing, arranged vertically, like a totem pole.
Right.
Like Native American stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a tree.
Right.
And here's the kicker. These people, where this peat bog was, you know, Russia, Siberia, this whole region, they migrated to North America.
Mm.
Right? They went across, you know, Alaska, Canada.
Wait, we don't know where Native Americans were before North America.
So recently they did a test on the people.
Right. Like DNA
in this
tests?
Area, and they found that they are they have a genetic connection with Native Americans.
Ah, okay.
Native Americans make totem poles.
Right, yeah.
Out of trees and put faces in them. This is a totem pole. That's what I think it is.
Mm.
I don't think it's a weird one-off thing with some encrypted, you know. I think these Russian researchers are completely wrong.
でもよく残ってたね、木でさ、できてて。
うん。
すごくない?
Well, it was in a peat bog. These peat bogs are like the only reason why we know anything about the past. It's really strange. But all the time we'll find one example of some sort of remains in a peat bog. Just one. Just happened to be preserved in one of these peat bogs. And then we'll like revise our understanding of, you know, some animal.
Hmm.
It's like, no, these weren't the same animal. This was separate or whatever. So I think, you know, we just happen to have one that was preserved. It's not like this is the only one they made. It contains some secret code, all this stuff. I mean, that's what they're saying. I just don't really buy that stuff.
次?
Don't you think it's a totem pole? How is no one saying this? I was like online. I was like, this is definitely a totem pole. Like it was made by the ancestors of Native Americans.
Hmm.
That culture they took with them when they went to North America. That's why there's totem poles. I mean, I'm speculating too.
You can just write to them and ask them maybe.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of faces on this thing. And only the face on top is 3D.
Right.
Which is the same as a totem pole.
I guess it's the one
pole,
I saw.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's only one of these. But for reference, this is about as old as this is older than Göbekli Tepe.
Hmm. How big is this again?
5.3 meters, I think.
Whoa. Huge.
But it may have been taller. I don't know.
Hmm.
But we only have part of it left. Because of the Russian Revolution and rise of communism, someone stole like half of this thing.
Half of it?
Yeah.
Why would anyone steal half of this?
Because it was a big deal even back then.
Why don't they just steal the whole thing?
I don't know.
Why did they leave the top part?
I
don't get it.
Half of it like went missing.
Okay.
They don't know what happened.
Okay.
But yeah.
So weird. 半分取っていこうぜみたいな。
But this thing is really, it sort of marks the start of human civilization.
そうだね。
Human development.
そうだよね。1万1000年前だったらね。
Yeah. In Japan kind of has a similar thing like this. You know, the Jomon period goes back to, like, what? How many years ago?
I don't know. I don't do numbers.
14,000 years ago or something like that. The Jomon period.
Hmm.
And they were making all these dogu.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those things, some of those things are super old. They have, like, you know, 6,000-year-old little figurines or whatever.
あれも不思議だよね。なんか人間のようで人間じゃないじゃん。
Yeah.
どういうふうに、なんかあれが人間だとしたらどういうふうな見方をしてああいう結果になったのか教えてほしいよね。
Look, I have a haniwa there, which is not to be confused with Jomon period.
Yeah,
it's different.
Yeah. Haniwa is more simple, right?
It's
like dogu has like a lot of patterns on it, and it looks. It has boobs and, you know, it's kind of like a chubby little woman figure.
It's like a spaceship looking thing. They're wearing goggles.
Yeah.
Some of these things, I swear.
Yeah, it's really, it's really 不思議.
Yeah.
面白いよね。日本の歴史とかだって卑弥呼から始まるからね。
It's so strange.
Yeah.
次. More than 150 students staged a protest at a high school in Oregon over whether a transgender student should be allowed to use the girls' changing room. Lila Perry, who was born as a male, says she has identified as a female since she was 13 years old. While some students defended her right to use the female locker room, the vast majority of the students protesting were opposed to it. Perry made the following statement regarding the protest. There is a lot of ignorance. They are claiming that they are uncomfortable. I don't believe for a second that they are. I think this is pure and simple bigotry.
オレゴン州の高校でトランスジェンダーの生徒が女子ロッカーを利用することに反対している150人以上の生徒が集まってプロテストを行いました。この学校の生徒でトランスジェンダーのリラ・ペリーさんは男性として生まれましたが、13歳の時から女性として暮らしています。学校でプロテストが行われたことについて、リラさんは以下のように述べています。まだ理解が足りていません。彼らは私が女子ロッカーを使うことが不快だと主張していますが、実際はそんなことはないはず。単純に強い偏見があるだけです。なんかびっくりした。逆かと思った私は。
That people would be
for her. 使わせろみたいな。うん、使わせてあげろみたいなことかと思ったら、使うなっていう方だったから。
Well, if it was a woman converting to a man,I think the response would have been different. I don't think guys like if a girl, I mean, some people are going to be, I mean, if some girl or if a, how am I supposed to say this? If a guy who's a transgender comes into the locker room and, you know, shows his boobs and vagina, I mean, it's definitely going to get weird in the locker room.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to get weird. But I don't think guys are you know, they don't feel intimidated by that.
Mm-hmm.
But some, you know, a female transgender comes into the locker room, you know, whips her dick out and, you know, is naked there in the locker room.
Yeah.
the only indication that this person is not some male predator that has entered the locker room is their word.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult.
Orange is the New Black 見てるからさ、マミは。なんか、州によってはさ、あれだよね、トランスジェンダーの人がその新しい性の方の刑務所に入れるんだよね、アメリカって。だから、その州でも実際にトランスジェンダーの、俳優さんが出てて、その女子の刑務所に入ってるわけよ。元男の人なんだけど、でまあ普通に、and it's based on a true story、and 普通になんていうの、いる、でなんかみんなのヘアスタイリストみたいな感じで髪の毛やったりしてくれるんだけど、なんかさ、この生徒はどういうあれなんだろうね。すごいキリスト教とかそういうことなのか、その不快とする理由は何なんだろうね。
Well, I think Lila. I think Lila's wrong. I think these people are intimidated. I think these are kids, and some as you know, someone who has who was born with a male body has male genitals is going to come into the female locker room and strip down. I just don't think people are ready for this sort of thing. Like,
well, I guess at the same time, it's just a matter of getting used to it. Right?
But if we're going to get used to it, then we should all just get used to it and put everyone together. Don't even separate the genders.
Yeah, I mean, なんか私前にアパレルでバイトしてた時に、あの、そこの労働環境が劣悪で、ロッカールームってものがなんかちゃんとなかったのね。で、こう階段を上がっていくと、なんか、ちょっと変なスペースがあって、そこをロッカーにしてね、みたいな。だから男女も分かれてなくて、で、着替える時に、男子が階段を上がってきてたら、叫ばなきゃいけないみたいな。今着替えてますみたいな。とか、まあ、男子がいるときに着替えなきゃいけないときはちょっと後ろ向いてもらえますかみたいな感じで言って、まあ、ちょっと後ろ向いて
る間
に着替えるみたいな。
Don't even do any of that. Just get used to it. It's like the only solution. Otherwise, I think transgenders will be in, put in this sort of situation. There's no way that the other, you know, 99% more are going, you know, going to be okay with a male body entering the locker room. I just don't think.
難しいよね。なんか何をもって不快とするかによらない。その自分が性の対象として見られるんじゃないかと思って不快なのであれば、正直女子男子で分けたところでゲイの人がいるからさ、それも意味ないじゃん。だからどういうさ、ロジックで不快っていうことなのか知りたい。
But I've had an experience in a locker room where a gay person was problematic in the locker room. Like, I'm not saying that gay people shouldn't be in male locker rooms.
Right, right.
I'm not saying that.
Right, right.
But it's a problem. I know. I've been harassed by people. I know. So, and anything sexual, and nudity is sexual because we wear clothes all the time.
Yeah.
So if we want to have transsexuals in locker rooms, I think it's fine, but everyone needs to convert to nudism.
Or, I mean, why can't they just have... Because I never got naked in front of any of my friends during my school days, you know, because
really?
That was not necessary. And girls can kind of... We can change our clothes without revealing anything important.
Okay.
So why don't we all just do that?
No way. Because why should I have to cover stuff up when I'm in the locker room?
No, you don't have to cover yourself. Why don't they just make like a booth or something so that you don't have to strip down like in front of everyone, whether it's going to be a girl or a boy, you know, like...
No, that's just more like... I have to go into some booth now? Like, I think people should be...
But that was normal for me, for example, in all girls' school. Like, when we change into our 水着とか、普通になんか、カーテンがあるとこに入って着替えるから、別に誰にもバジャイナ見られないじゃん。
That's because of some weird sort of, you know, religious, like, values that have, you know... been imposed.
I don't know, because
for sure,
like, 思春期ってすごいやっぱさ敏感だから、その裸をあんまり見られたくないとかなんかコンプレックスがあったりとかさ、まあいろいろあるじゃん。だから別に隠せる状態があるっていうのは悪いとは思わないけど。
Let's change this to 温泉。
Yeah.
so does Lila just go into the women's 温泉?
だからそれ難しいよね、本当に。
It's the same thing as the locker room.
でも例えばさ、だって半分変えてる人もいるじゃん。何、おっぱいはあるけどディックはまだついてるとかさ。そしたらじゃあどうするのとかさってならない？それを言い始める。
It's just, you know, if I get tits, I'm still gonna go to the men's 温泉。
And then people could harass you, right?
Yeah, but I have tits. You know, people can make fun of my hair, people can make fun of. You know, people are going to bully everyone. It doesn't. People just need to deal with this. And there's just, you know, we can't. It's like, okay, now, you know, we need to make this new type of restroom or this and separate this thing. It's like you can't. I don't know, because there's so many gays and transgenders and this thing and that thing. There's no way to accommodate everyone. It's just not possible unless we all go nudist and we just stop with the whole gender thing. Like, it's just not possible.
でもだからこういう議論があるんでしょう。だから答えが誰も分かんないからまだ。
Yeah, but
でそのいろんな種類がありすぎるじゃん。やっぱりそのトランスジェンダーって一言で言っても体全然変えてない人もいるし、半分変えてる人もいるし、全部変えてる人もいるし。
But it doesn't. But
それをでもなんかさ個人に deal with it っていうのもちょっとひどくないだって。
Well.That's how the world is. Like, people have to deal
with it. Yeah, that's why people want to change it.
If you're a midget, then you know, people are going to give you shit, you know.
でもなんかそこで諦めたくないよね、やっぱり。それをなんかもうしょうがないじゃんって言ったら、それはそこまでだけどさ、そのなんていうの、こういう現状があるから、ちょっとでも、なんていうの、傷ついたりとか、ハラスされる人を減らすために、じゃあどうしたらいいかっていうさ、話をしなきゃいけないわけじゃん。
Yeah, but all these people that are protesting, like, you have to consider their side of it too, you know?
Because, right. Yeah, like, that's why I've been saying, like, その不快の理由にもよる。だから、
you know,
そういう
Bob Sapp could be a transgender. Bob Sapp could come out tomorrow and say, you know, I feel like a woman inside. And then he's in the locker room, like, the next day, the women's locker room.You know, it doesn't work. We have to... Culture has to advance first, I think. Understanding has to advance first. Like, people aren't like, ready for this sort of... I'm not saying that it's necessarily
like,
wrong.
I've never been in an American type of locker room where people would be, like, walking around naked and in underwear. So, like, it's really hard for me to imagine, like...
Right.
Like, I don't understand why it's so hard to just have a booth, because that's what I had, and you know, if we had that, then
but what about
problems
the
are solved
situation?
Instantly.
I don't requiring people
schools.
Requiring people
schools.
To cover themselves up in like locker rooms and stuff is, you know, like okay.
What
so
do you mean requiring?
If there's all these like booths and stuff, like let's say
like if you want to go in there, like if you feel uncomfortable, you can just go in there. If you're totally okay about it, then just.Stay outside, you know. でも簡単に問題解決じゃない？そしたら。てかそれが実際私の学校ではあったから、なんていうの、非現実的とは思えないんだけど。
Yeah, well, I mean that solves that problem, but for other people, the problem is like now we all have to make this kind of adjustment where it's like, you know, we have to like go into these booths or
it's know, not even an adjust it's like that day you don't have to go in there
well like
you
I've,
don't want to
so for me I've never done that I've never been going into a booth it's like you go into the locker room and you're just trying to you know people are respectful there's manners people mind their business you don't block other people's lockers you know you change people are naked no big dealIt
yeah, and it'll
matter.
Be the same thing but, if there are transgenders and gay people there. Like, but if you're worried about being harassed or harassing someone, then yourself, then why don't you just go into the behind the curtain
well,
in a small stall and it's all good.
Yeah, but people aren't going to go for that.
But why? I don't understand, like, why it's worth fighting against.Like I,
so we're going to rebuild all of the locker rooms and close the onsens. Like we need a real solution. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But well, I'm more talking about schools because
okay,
these are students. They're young. They're teenagers. They're sensitive. You know, and my school had it. So even without transgenders. So, I mean, it seems like an easy solution.
Well, I think the locker rooms should just be segregated based on your physical body, because that's what people see. Like, people don't see if you are gay, or people don't see.
But then that's not going to solve everything, because what about people who are like half done, you know? What about people who don't have dick but they still have balls and they have boobs, you know? Like, it's all like it's all complicated. So,
well, then, you know, whichever one they're born with is fine, I guess. But what you are exposed to in the locker room is bodies. People aren't going to be made uncomfortable by someone who is homosexual unless they do something, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, and gay people don't have an issue using the same locker room that they've been using. I think transgenders, I understand it clashes with their identity, but, you know, it doesn't, you can't just have a male body showing up in the women's locker room unless we're just going to go all the way and just let it all mix up. That's what I think, which I'm fine with whatever people are going to do. I just, I really don't think people are going to be receptive to this idea that, like, I'm a woman in my head, therefore I can use your locker room. Like, that doesn't work. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, you're a woman in your head, but this is a bunch of high school girls and there's a male body in the locker room that's going to be intimidating, that's going to alarm people, that's going to excite people, that's going to start all of these
things. But then it's like, as this person is saying, like, you know, she is not lying about it. She's not just trying to get into girls' locker room just to peek other girls' nakedness.
Sure,
you know,
but
so,
it doesn't, people like, don't care if she's lying.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, you know? Like, what's the point of making such a big deal out of it when it's such an important issue for this person, you know? Like,
well,
does it really matter to you that much, as opposed to how much it matters to her? You know what I mean?
But we're talking, it matters to her a lot. But it matters a lot to a lot of other people too, you know?
Like, I just feel like everyone can just learn the Joshiko method of changing, because...
But that doesn't solve... That way, like... That doesn't solve the problem. It avoids it, you know?
But that way, like, no one's going to get naked in front of anyone, so who's going to be uncomfortable,
well,
you know?
We can't convert the entire population to start covering themselves up in the locker room because transgenders want equal rights. It's just not going to happen. What if he is lying? What if she is lying? If she's lying, then it's he.
To get, like, views?
Yes. Is it completely outside the realm of possibility that a man would lie to enter a women's locker room? Is it completely outside the realm of possibility? Is it?
I wouldn't say it's 0%, but it's
not even
just
close. The odds
really
of that are higher than you being transsexual.
But I feel like at this point, it's as of this moment, like right now, isn't it a bit too far-fetched? Because
no, it isn't. Especially
because, like, a real transgender person going into a girl's locker room caused this, like, protest.
No, but it's legal. So there's a law called Title IX. And it's a federal civil rights law that prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex in any federally funded education program. So this law has set the precedent where if a male lies and says that they are a female in their mind, that they are allowed to enter the female locker room. I don't know if that makes sense to do. We have no way to confirm whether or not someone is lying. But as the system is right now, if you are a guy and you say that you are a female in your brain, then they will let you into the female locker room.
まあ、成人説だよね、だから。
Think about this system and how it's honor, it's like honor based system where yeah. if you're dishonorable, we will let you into the girls locker room. it's not a good system.
まあでも性悪説だと、でも別に嘘ついてる人じゃない人もなんていうの拒否られちゃうことになっちゃうから、まあ、どっちか選ばないといけないよね。
Yeah, well, we don't.
どっちにしろ。
Shouldn't pass policy unless it's been thought through. This isn't a solution. I think this law is a mistake. And I'm not against like rights for transgenders or anything. It's just you can't underestimate people who will take advantage of something like this.
Right. And but like these people like go to the same school with this transgender girl and.
And they are protesting against her.
And I feel like that's crazy. I feel like well, they're just being assholes. Because honestly, like, really, like, does it matter to you that much that this person can, like, see your naked body? Like, maybe you can ask her to, like, turn around and not look at you, you
but
know?
Think about
if you feel that uncomfortable.
But think about the level of trust that's required to let someone who... has been identified as a man this whole... I mean, by all indications, this person is a guy.
Yeah, but I mean, I've shared... As I said, I've shared a locker room with a guy, with guys, and I've, you know, I went to all-girls school, and I'm sure there were gay girls, and, you know, I was changing in front of them. But, なんか, is it that much of a big deal? Like... I don't really get it. Like, enough to protest.
It's a huge
like,
deal for
people. Like, 100
people
protest against yeah. for this one person. Like,
well, here's an interesting aspect of this. So there's two parts. There's your physical body and your sexual identity, your gender identity in your mind, right?
Right.
So this Lila Perry, if you look at Lila Perry looks like a dude... with a horrible wig on. That's what Lila Perry looks like. I mean, physiologically, Lila Perry is male.
Okay.
Aside from the gender identity.
Right. Right?
Male.
Right.
But with a terrible wig. Not to shit on Lila Perry, but the wig is terrible. And so it's kind of like... the acceptance of transgenders has become so based on this very superficial aspect. Like, what do you look like? What does Caitlyn Jenner look like? Oh, Caitlyn yeah. Jenner's hot. Then it's okay. But if
yeah, exactly.
Caitlyn Jenner didn't change anything, then, like, people, you know,
yeah,
won't
exactly.
embrace the change. And it's like, you got to do makeup and hair. You got to do the whole deal. But I don't think there should be...
That's exactly why. Like, I'm sure these people would mind much less if it was Caitlyn Jenner trying to use their locker room, you know. And it's not yeah. fair because Lila Perry is still in high school, which means that probably he's not ready to get the surgery. And he's a high school student, so he probably doesn't have enough money to buy an expensive-looking wig, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that...
Or Lila Perry is... just trying to get into the women's locker room.
But,
like, I hate to say it, but this is what people are thinking. This is why...
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. It's not ridiculous.
It is... It's just stupid.
It's not ridiculous.
And I mean, it's...
Because it could be real.
But
and
the
that's
thing
what
is,
people
yeah,
are
you
worried
can assume,
about.
You could assume that, but then what if he's not lying? You know, it's always, you kind of
yeah.
have to pick the side, right? And
yeah.
I just can't believe that
but
this many people pick this other
no,
side.
No, we don't.
To assume that he's actually lying, to look at your body. Like, it's really, like, to me, it's kind of, I don't know, like, self-conscious, like, really strange. Like, oh, like, but I don't want him to look at me. Like, when he's, like, he had zero interest in your body. Like,
but it's possible That's the problem.
But anything is possible. Like maybe, because what if like a gay girl is in your locker room? She might be like staring at you, like your butt, thinking about all kinds of perverted stuff, but you wouldn't know. So you're comfortable. You know, it's like
a gay girl
is in like your locker. You're not, a girl. I'm a girl. Yeah, you're a girl. If you're a girl, you're in the girls' locker room, and maybe there's a gay girl staring at your butt, thinking about all the perverted thoughts. But you wouldn't even notice, right?
No, that's not true. That's totally not true. I will tell you right now, the last gym that I was at, I was consistently harassed by a gay person that was...
It doesn't matter if he... It's just this one person. It's like, so a man, like, would... なんか痴漢する男性がいるから、じゃあ男性は電車に乗っちゃいけないとか、そういう話だよ、そしたら。
No, that's not what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with gay people in the locker room.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. Like, people
are fine. As long
as
their behavior is
fine. Yeah, and Lilo Perry should be given the chance to prove that it's not going to be a problem.
But with Lilo Perry, it's not just her behavior. Her physical body is male. And
it's not her fault.
It's not her fault. No one is saying that it's her
fault.
Like,
if she was old enough to get the surgery, if she wanted the surgery, let's just assume that. Then, like, and if she had boobs and vagina, I'm sure these kids wouldn't mind that much, right?
Maybe that's how it should be. Maybe you have to have the surgery to use the other locker room. Maybe the locker room is just based on your physical body. I'm not sure what the answer is. I just think...
I guess no one does.
I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is. But I know what some of the problems are. And I know that this Title IX law doesn't really fix anything. And anyone can understand why she's upset. And anyone can understand why the girls in the locker room were upset. Like, we understand both sides.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and that's why we... Talk about it.
Yeah, so like every single time that someone who's a transgender like this enters a female locker room, I think it's going to cause a problem.
It's interesting because I usually like try to weigh the consequences, right? Like, what if he's lying? What if he's not lying, you know? And I always want to make sure that I put more importance on the... possibility that he's not lying.
Yeah.
Or anyone, you know, anyone who's saying that they're transgenders. So
I agree with your approach. I think the individual is always what we should think about because any of us could be that person.
Yeah.
You know, so it is important to focus on the individual.
Yeah.
But you also have to understand that, you know, it's not like this is I mean, you can understand why these people are protesting this. They don't trust this person. Why should they? Why should they have to trust this person? Do you know what I mean?
But why should they have to trust anyone then?
Well,
like your lesbian friend in your girl's locker room, like, is she going to rape you? You know, like, you don't have to trust her. You don't have to trust anyone.
Maybe.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you can, you know... just like take out your picket sign and be like, yeah, like get out of my locker room. You know, I can't really agree with
it. Well, here's the problem. And here's what I think the issue is. I think it really comes down to like a lot of things. I think the problem is language in that we, you know, it's like girl, boy,
yeah,
gay, straight, this, right, that, transgender, you know, and then we put a bunch of we make a bunch of acronyms out of this stuff, you know, LGB, you know, all these labels and all these things, and this is called Boolean logic. This is one or zero logic.
Right.
This is virtual logic.
Right.
Boolean logic is perfectly fine if you're doing math or you're programming something.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work for something like this. This requires something called fuzzy logic.
Hmm.
Fuzzy logic means that the values between 1 and 0 are infinite, which really They are, even with numbers.
Yeah.
So, you know, is Lila Perry a woman inside her head? Or is her gender identity a woman? I think that concept by itself is probably deeply flawed. Lila Perry feels like is she doesn't identify with men. She identifies more with women.
She has all spectrum.
Thought about herself and, you know, come to some realization, you know what? I think I identify as a woman.
Yeah.
But this is this sort of categorical Boolean logic.
Right. Well, I mean, if you look at it in the spectrum, then I think Lila Perry feels like she's closer to women than men, right?
Yeah.
Then she should be allowed in girls' locker room. But if the locker rooms are going to stay divided for boys and girls, then I think people should be able to pick. Like, girls' locker room and guys' locker room are divided for, like, 利便性じゃん. You know? だから別にどっちでも
that's what I'm saying. Like, if she's gonna be let into the women's locker room, I think we need to realize that, you know, the idea that gender is a one or zero thing, the same as we kind of say sexuality is, you know, straight or gay. Yeah. Oh, we'll throw bi in there. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most simple system I've ever heard of.
正直そういう名前も何年かしたらもうなくなってるというかあんまり使わなくなってると思うよね。そのストレートとかゲイとかバイセクシャルとかトランスジェンダーとかだって個人個人であまりにも違いすぎて度合いも違うし種類も違いすぎるのが何万種類もある中でそんななんか一個一個にカテゴリーを作る意味がないよね。もうキリがないもんね。だって
Yeah, you're just going to run into the next problem when society advances to the limits, the linguistic limits.
だからそういう言語があるために、なんかたまにネットとかで、自分はゲイじゃないのに、なんか男性ね、自分はゲイじゃないのに男の人が好きになっちゃいましたとか。そういう発言ってさ、その言語があるからそういう考えに至ってしまうわけであって。Well, I mean, it's not even, it's just like the language problem, you know? Like, if we didn't have the label that says gay, then, like, if we didn't have it, then this person wouldn't have this 悩み anyway, じゃん。なんでゲイじゃないのにこんなときめいてるのかなみたいなさ。いや、ゲイとかゲイじゃないとかなんかそういうことじゃないんだよな、みたいなさ。だから何年かしたら本当にそういう言葉もなくなって、だからこういうロッカールーム問題もちょっとマシに。
Well, I don't think words are going to go away. The only way we really, push this linguistic envelope is by adding more words. It's the only thing we can do, almost. It's very difficult to define things as this is like undefined. This is like without.
But the thing, it's more like, なんかなんだろう。例えば幽霊を信じてる人と信じてない人で別になんかそういう名前をつけたりしないじゃん。で自分は丸々なのに霊が見えちゃったとかさそこで悩んだりしないじゃん別に。Do you know what I mean? なんか名前があることによってよりなんか問題が変な風になってるっていうかさ、
yeah.
変に複雑になってるっていうか。
It's something I've been thinking about a lot lately.Language and the problems that it causes and the way that people cannot think something that can't be languaged. You know, words actually pave the road for new thought and new sort of understanding.
だからそこでやっぱりさ、止まっちゃうからいけない。止まっちゃうとダメよね。と思わない？その、あ、ゲイ、ストレートとかこう名前がついてるって思ってその枠の中だけで理解しようとするとなんかじゃあその言葉の定義はみたいなさなるともうそこで終わっちゃうからその名前がついたとしてもそれを超えてコンセプト自体を自分で理解しないとなんか意味がないよね。
Well, Well, even on a spectrum, we tend to do something where we, when you say something's good or bad, for example,
yeah,
when it can be on a spectrum, very good, very bad. You know, you have like a survey or something, but there's a zero point. There's a point in the middle. So it ends up getting split into two.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It can be just a tiny bit good, but then it's in the good category.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Know? Yeah. そうなんだよ。でもなんか 100% どっちかってないもんね。誰でも。だから、そうね。term の問題なんだよな。多分。
I think so. I think people need to be more aware of language and how it controls culture.
Yeah.
Because there are people that use language against you.
Yeah.
All the time. And right. control how people think about things.
Yeah,
I mean, the classic example is the Patriot Act. But, you know, when you name things, and the Japanese government does this too. It's like,
yeah,
we need to name this.
安全保障.
And then they'll have an argument about how to name this thing so that it has the right...
Right, you know, right.
And it doesn't have to be... It could be anything, though. This can apply to anything. It doesn't need to be a political issue. It doesn't need to be a sexual issue.
Yeah.
But people, it's just the awareness of how language is making your brain move.
Yeah, yeah. だからそ言語が一番上このピラミッドの一番上にあると思っちゃうと怖いよね You know, because it's not It's really not And you shouldn't let it control your thoughts But だこういうカテゴライゼーションみたいな話になるとどうしてもねこう言葉を一番に考えてる人はあこの人はこのカテゴリーこの人はカテゴリーって分けないと
But it's not even a conscious thing. Like language is categorical, or language is Boolean. Language is
right.
is digital, so it does this automatically, even if you don't have any intention of doing so.
Right. I think that's why you kind of have to train yourself, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't. I don't know if that really solves this transgender issue for us.
Yeah, 難しいよこれ本当に。
There's no urinals in the women's one. Why would you even wanna?I don't know.
You don't need a urinal to pee. Isn't that what you do at home anyway?
You mean not...
You don't have like the pee-only thing at home anyway, right?
No.
That's not going to be a problem.
I wish. I don't know.
Hi.
So, Russia has opened a new laboratory in Yakutsk, Siberia, dedicated to the study of extinct animal DNA with the intention of cloning them.According to Semyon Grigoryev, director of the Mammoth Museum at the local university, the laboratory will be collaborating with the Beijing Institute of Genomics and South Korea's Suam biotech firms with hopes of resurrecting the woolly mammoth. The new facility will have access to an unrivaled collection of several thousand preserved remnants of prehistoric animals.
ロシア政府はシベリアのヤクーツクに新しい研究所を開設し、クローンを作成する目的で過去に絶滅した動物の DNA 研究を始めます。地元大学のマンモス博物館ディレクター、セミョン・グリゴリエフ氏によると、今後中国のゲノム研究機関と韓国のソーアンバイオテック社と協力しマンモスを再生させる予定だとのことです。この研究所はこれまでに絶滅した動物が残した何千ものパーツを保有しています。ロシア多いね。難しいね、名前。
Yeah, this one I actually have some confidence in. I looked up his first name because it's spelled like semen.
Yeah, it is spelled like...Semen. Yeah. このさ、ソアムバイオテック社ってさ、韓国のなんかペットの犬をクローン、なんか何百万円とかでクローンにしてあげますみたいなやってるとこじゃない？
Hmm? What?
They make your dead pet のクローン。
Oh, not here.
Not in Japan, but in Korea.
Or I mean like, at this Suam place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This company.
I've heard
of it.
Yeah, the Suam Biotech, they're on the cutting edge of dog cloning. They've
Oh, 犬に特化してんだ。
They are the master dog cloners.
Okay.
Hey.
And it's legal in Korea.
Yeah, it must be.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're just cloning people's pets. I just mean they're really good at cloning dogs.
Hmm.
But yeah, you know, when was this? Like 2 years ago, maybe. Some researchers at Riken cloned the same mouse 581 times.
Oh my god!
The same mouse. 581 of the same mouse.
Interesting.
Using a technique called somatic cell nuclear transfer.
Okay.
Basically, what they do is they take the nucleus out of an egg.
Hmm.
And they put the nucleus of this mouse cell, in.
Okay. Demo dekiagari.
Yeah, well, I mean, it
sounded
more,
really simple.
it's way more complicated
than
that.
You take this out, you put this in there, done.
Yeah, there's like a weird thing they had to do where they had to get the cell to think that it was younger than it actually was or something. They were, like,
huh.
I don't know. This
sounds
is just
complicated.
I'm just trying to remember like the technical details of this thing, but yeah, anyways.
この研究所はマンモスに集中してトライするっていうこと?
Yeah, mammoths, extinct horses, extinct dogs.
でもさ、マンモスってめっちゃ大きいんでしょ?
Yeah.
クローンにしてさ、できたところでさ、どうすんの?そのマンモス、その巨大のマンモス、動物園みたいな感じに檻に入れとくの?
Maybe eventually. I'm sure the first, the first cloned mammoth will remain in the laboratory for study.
Oh no, poor thing. That sucks.
Yeah. So what they're gonna do? And Harvard kind of almost did this.
Okay.
Researchers at Harvard. Put 14 woolly mammoth genes into the genome of an Asian elephant.
Asian elephant.
Or Asian elephant as it's a type of elephant.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
not extinct.
Okay.
Which is the important part.
Cloning ってどうなってんの? Legally には。なんか、I don't know much about it, but is it legal in the States, for example?
Yeah, they've cloned stuff. Sheep.
So they can just freely clone.
A lot of countries
animals?
Have cloned things.
So, 一回前話したけど、なんかあの NPR のさ、あのポッドキャストで聞いてた時のなんか牛かなんかのクローンの話。I told you about it, right? なんかすごい大事にしてた牛だ。お牛かながなんか死んじゃって悲しいからクローン作って
After it died?
Yeah. でなんかやっぱ餌の食べ方とかがすごい似てたりとかするけど、やっぱりでももちろん環境要因が大きいから性格とかは全然違ったりとか、なんていうの、まあ、同じではないけど遺伝子的には同じ牛ができたみたいな。でその取材行ってる間にさ、その牛に蹴られて This owner guy likeGot his balls ripped or something, and it was crazy. でなんかすごい変な回だったんだよね。なんかそのクローンされた牛はじゃあどう思ってるのかみたいな話とかさ。It's like nani as a replacement of the old one.
The clone.
Yeah.
Owner.
The clone owner got like attacked. なんか balls をなんか半分ぐらいちぎれちゃったみたいな。
半分ぐらい1個
わかんないそのディテールモーズのディテール知らないけど、okay. でもなんか取材中にそれがあって、でそれもちゃんとレコーディングしてあってさ、 This woman was like this reporter was freaking out like oh my god oh my god みたいな
when it attacked
yeah でなんか later like they went to the hospital and interviewed this owner guy likeDo you still love this cow? and he was like, yes, like, it wasn't his fault. Like, we still love him very much, みたいな。なんかそういう不思議な回だった。 世の中いろんな不思議なことがあるなと思ったそれ。
Well, of course it's not going to be the same. No,
but I guess it doesn't really hit you until you actually have a cloned friend, like cloning a family member.
Oh, God. Like imagine cloning a family member.
Oh God.
And it's like they look and move and everything is like exactly the same, but they're not the same person at all. None of the same memories.
No.
None of the same thoughts. None of the same, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, it was like the plot of that shitty Schwarzenegger movie where they like look under the eyelid, and if you have like dots inside
then you're a clone.
Yeah, then you're the clone. But the clone doesn't, you know, the clone may not know. What if you were a clone, but you never found out, like, no one ever told you, they were like, you're a clone, but we're going to ship you off to, like, a normal family and just...
Then it's really, it doesn't mean anything that you're a clone. Right? It shouldn't, because
it's not, just, maybe not
you're
to you,
just a
but,
human.
Yeah.
じゃない？なんか変わんなくない？普通と。
What about these 581 mice?
それすごい creepy だね。
Because those 581 mice could have been people, right? And if we clone the same person 581 times,
and make a village,
like it's not weird to us because mice already look the same.
To us, yeah.
Right? It's like okay, there's just more mice.
でも正直でもさ、
if all of them were people.Right.
人間じゃなくてもなんかさうちの猫双子じゃんすごい似てるじゃん、うん、でマイケルいつもさ同じに見えるって言うけどいや私からすると顔も全然違うわけよでもそれが全く同じ顔だったら確かに不思議な気持ちになるかもね Because to me they look different、
yeah.
But クローンだったらさ
They look the same
Basically they all look the same
You know I've been I always guess like which one is Furby Right?
Which one's Tigger? Yeah.
Yeah, which
it's
one's
really
Tigger?
Hard, right?
And I'm
50%.
No, not even. I've been keeping track. I was only right like
結構外れるよね。
I was only right like twice out of like 15 times or something. Like it's weird.
やばいね。
How can I be wrong
ね。
That much if they look the same?
二択なのにね。
You know what I mean?
yeah.
Like it's yeah, statistically、
weird.
totally anomalous.
でもさ、全く同じ見た目、映画とかだとさ、まあシュワちゃんみたいなおじさんでもクローンと同じ見た目じゃん全く。Mm. でも実際さ、そんなことないじゃん絶対。特に人間で見た場合さ、なんていうの、mm. 成長の過程で絶対さ骨格っていうかなんか build どういう風な build とかなんかシワとか。何髪質とかはさ食べ物とか環境で変わるじゃん多分、
yeah.
だからあんそういう映画みたいに全く同じ見た目のおじさんとかには成長しないよね多分
well,
クローンでも
there are identical twins you know there are a lot of them
right
and what's weird to me is a lot of parents of identical twins like dress them the same and like
Yeah.
Give them like similar names and like do this whole thing where it's like they're twins, they're twins. They're so, like just let them fucking like live like they're still individuals. Like why are you making them all like weird? No one people don't grow up like this.
まあただ可愛いということじゃない。なんかあお揃いで可愛いねみたいな。
Yeah, but then all of a sudden, you know, that has to stop at some age where it's like you and your clone, not your clone, your twin. You and your twin are gotta kind of be like, all right, dude.I know. I think I'm going to wear something different. It's like,
oh my God.
Are you for real, bro? Bro.
Are we parting ways now?
you know, like, it's...
それも面白いよね。双子によるんだろうね。なんかずっと好みがさ、結構大人になっても同じ双子もいればさ、全然なんかもう一人ガースで、一人なんか超、ふーみたいなさ、パーティーみたいな子もいるだろうし。
Well, I think generally, twins are really similar. Like, one of my really close friends...is an identical twin.
Okay.
But
can you tell them apart?
Yeah, I can totally tell them apart. At first, it was kind of hard.
It's just my cats.
At first, it was like in pictures and stuff, I couldn't tell.
写真の方が難しいよね、絶対。
But once I was like good friends with one of them, it was I could tell like right away, like they don't look similar at all.
まあ接してればわかるよね。うちの学校にも三つ子いたんだけど先輩に。まあまあなんていうの、顔も全く同じの三つ子だったけど、まあ知ってればすぐわかる。
You know, it's weird. Like if movies were real, then it's like they're being made in a world where there's a lot of cloning going on, right? Because Christian Bale was in, he's Batman, but then this guy that looks just like him is like playing this other role in Terminator. Do you know what I mean?
What? Oh, ah, ah.
So like George Clooney is like in this movie, and then he's in another movie that comes out like 6 months later, and he's in this other, and but that's not weird to us at all. That it's the, because we acknowledge this, like that's, it's like it's the same guy, but when you watch the movie, you forget that.
Right, because we all know that George Clooney is just acting.
I don't
like,
know.
What are you? What,
I don't know,
where
but it's like
going?
If we had a lot of cloning going on, then it would. Then this then movies would be more accurate. It wouldn't be weird for this person to look exactly like the person that was in this other story.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because he's just a clone. It makes sense.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. で、クローンが普通の世界だったらってことでしょ?
Yeah, then movies would make more sense. Right? Because right now it doesn't make sense. Like, how can George Clooney be Ocean's 11 and Gravity?
But then, like, even if cloning was normal, like, cloning humans was normal, then, なんか、そのさ、なんか、同じ顔の人がいろんな映画に出てるっていう状況を普通と感じるってことは相当のさ、like, 一人がもう何十人もいるみたいな状況じゃないと、さすがに you wouldn't get used to it, no?You know what I mean? Like, you walk, for you to like walk around and see your teacher's face, like, here and there, that's like, すごい percentage だよ、だって。
Yeah, not that, not that much, but, you know, so let's choose like a not as famous actor. Do you know what I'm saying, though? Like, it doesn't, because the differences between the characters is this person is genetically identical, but he's lived a different life. He has a different hairstyle.
Right.
He has a different personality.
Yeah.
He has different, like,
I guess,
like speech habits, right? You know, that's what an actor is. He's trying to convince you. He can't convince you that biologically he's someone else. He can't,
right,
or he's different. But an actor can convince you that he's a clone.
Right. Especially for famous ones, you mean, right?
Yeah, I have no idea where I'm going with that.
Yeah, me neither.
No idea.
マジで何の話だよ。
Just drove that idea right off a cliff.
何の話？はい。お話は終わりですか？
Yep, that's it.
この間さ、一瞬、太田さんがマミの、サテとポテコちゃんの話をさ、ラジオでしてくれたらさ、この間の週もまたサテとポテコちゃんの話を
サテとポ
テコしてくれてて、びっくりした。私2週連続でまさかサテとポテコちゃん出ると思わなかった。
I need to practice that.
あのね、急にだと言いにくいから、サテとって先言ってからサテとポテコちゃんっていう方が私的には使いやすいっていうアドバイス、マイケルへのはい、優しいね太田さん、本当に。なんかもう、リスナーの人にも言われるもん、みんな言ってるもん、太田さん優しいねって。
He's not nice to everybody, but he's really nice to us.
Yeah. Feel so lucky. はい、文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Android のアプリで購入できるので、文字起こし欲しい人はやってみてください。今、月額240円でなんと全部読み放題なので。
Super cheap.
激安です。
It's half as much. It's half a Starbucks.
そうだね。スタバより安い。しかもすごい長いからね。量がすごいからね。単語とかフレーズとかの量が半端ないから。
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, no-brainer. 引き続き Twitter、Facebook、Instagram、マミのコラム、あと Amazon の T シャツとトレーナー欲しい人は、ファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナー売ってるのでチェックしてみてください。はい、終わりですか？
うん。
Okay.
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.